We continue our daily WRVA candidate forum, and this week we're talking to all five of the candidates who are running for mayor of Richmond, including the incumbent Democrat LeVar Stoney, who is seeking a second term as mayor. This morning, though, we are happy to welcome Tracy McLean, who is running for mayor. And Ms. McLean, I'm glad to have you here on WRVA. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Well, I wanted to give you a moment because I think that this is the first time we've had a chance to really chat. So I want to give you a chance to introduce yourself to the audience and talk about why you're running and, you know, what in your background you think prepares you to lead in this type of role.
Well, first, I'm a Richmond native. Mm-hmm. I am a small business owner, a wife and a mother. I've attended Richmond Public Schools. And so what led me to actually run was seeing that nothing has changed. I'm about to be 50 this year, and I feel that all schools should be accredited. I don't feel that the students should be struggling in the way that they are. The communities are struggling. I see a rise on homeless people, and more and more evictions. So as I watched and assisted in helping those that I could during the years, I finally totally felt tired of looking at no change, just change in buildings, but not in the community.
Mm-hmm. What would you identify as the reason for the problems that we're seeing or the lack of change in the direction that you would like to see change occur in Richmond? Is it, would you lay that on Mayor Stoney's shoulders? Would you say that it's a systemic problem within Richmond? How would you diagnose the cause of the problems?
Well, it's definitely a systemic problem. I wouldn't put it on Mayor Stoney because a lot of it he inherited. He just about knowing how to fix these things is very important. Really, I feel that Richmond, it's time for Richmond to have this courageous conversation about racism, the racism that we have in Richmond, the divide that we have in Richmond. Lately, with the pandemic and a lot of the social unrest that we've seen, the murder of George Floyd, overcoming of the Robert E. Lee statue, renaming it to Marcus David Peters Circle. Those are the things that just showed all the holes that we have in our foundation as a community. And so if we can have this conversation and start to heal, we first have to face the truth, and then we can start to heal from that, and then our community can totally be cohesive.
Well, what would that conversation how would that take place? If you've listened to our show, you know, this summer, I was very critical of the violence in Richmond. Richmond's my hometown, too. I'm 49, just like you are. So we probably had very different experiences in this community. But I felt like the violence of the summer, and not so much the protest, but where it crossed over into late night vandalism and, you know, people being attacked, buildings being set on fire, that really set us back a lot. And I just want to understand where you are on what happened this summer and what you would hope for as a part of this conversation and dialogue going forward.
Well, what happened this summer, we did see a switch after 8 o'clock. It changed to become very violent. And with that being said, we also had some participants that were not from the city of Richmond egging things on. Mm-hmm. So it's very important that we, you know, not get that mixed up with the true pain that is here in Richmond. And so I feel like for some of the stuff that was done, that's what you're seeing. You're seeing the voices that are not heard. You're seeing the pain of the Richmonders that are tired of the same treatment and they don't know how to express it. When we go down to talk about systemic racism, understanding that those, for some of the protesters that went the route of being valid, they didn't have any guidance. Knowing where to channel and how to get the things done that they need to make a change, to change policies, to talk to the right people. The pandemic playing a big part in being in the house for, you know, a couple of months and just, you know, not understanding what is going on, not having any surety. And so it's very important that what happened this summer was definitely needed to an extent, not damaging people's property, not damaging and burning down the buildings or risking anyone's lives. But we had this is the beginning that started the need for the conversation. So what the conversation looks like is just like me and you talking and me and you understanding that, yes, we are the same age and we have seen Richmond in a different light and actually trying to see how can we bridge that gap, actually trying to see what is so different from my upbringing than yours. What could be changed? What could be changed for the children that are now coming up? And for us, what can we do to heal the pain?
Well, I'm with you on that, and that's one reason why, you know, a lot of people have been critical. Like, why are you having all these people on the radio that aren't conservative Republicans? And I'm happy to have people on and have conversations to fully understand where folks are coming from. It was just really distressing for me to witness the violence of the summer and think all of the goodwill that has been built up, and not to mention all of the economic prosperity that I think all of us benefit from, that much of that may have been lost. The goodwill and the good money that you know, all of us could benefit from, that may have been lost. Can I ask you, if you had been mayor this summer instead of Mayor Stoney,
mm-hmm.
and this right. started to unfold, I mean, I told Mayor Stoney when he was on with me, hey, the first night of the riots, I'm not going to blame you. I don't think you were responsible for that. But once it's happened and you know that it's likely to happen again, it was frustrating for me to watch the same thing unfold night after night. And it appeared to me, and I think he would push back on this, but it appeared to me that he wasn't very aggressive about stopping the violence. Continuing the conversation's fine, but stopping the violence would... Would you agree with my assessment of that? And what would you do differently?
Well, being that it's a different approach from a woman.
okay.
Because simply the violence happening the first night was too much. So instantly the city needs to be on curfew time. And
so is that something you would have done immediately?
Yeah,
as instituted a curfew?
Instantly. Yes, instantly. Mm-hmm. I would have opened up the door for conversation at a place where I could honestly, you know, speak with the community. I wouldn't be scared of the community. But this is something because of the fact that I am a mother and I am a part of the community and I'm like, I would say I would be the mother of the community in so many words. That's something that I would do instantly to try to bring closure and bring people together to have the conversation and stop the violence. Then we can actually weed through the people that were not here for the right reasons.
Okay.
And I would definitely, everybody that I sent the police out and they got arrested, I wanted to see their ID. I wanted to see if they lived in the city of Richmond. Those are the things that I wanted to find out just to know. I wanted to know the story behind their rage, if that makes sense to you. Because I feel like Richmond is an example. And so whatever we do here, it's going to follow and flow through the United States. That's just my thought, but I just believe
that.
Well,
there are a lot of people paying attention. There's no question.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I've got to take a quick break, if you don't mind. When
okay.
we come back, we can pick that part of the conversation up. And then I'd also like to ask you about the budgeting in Richmond and economic development, because, you know, we probably do have some work to do to get back to where we were and see if we can't prosper and have that be a shared prosperity, prosperity for
yeah.
everybody, not just business owners and, you know, the rich folks in Windsor Farms, but everybody in the community. So I wonder if you've got some ideas about that. So hang on, if you don't mind. We're talking to Tracy McLean, who is one of the candidates running for mayor of Richmond, and we'll pick that up in just a moment. News Radio, WRVA. We continue the WRVA Candidate Forum, and this week we're talking to all five of the candidates for mayor of Richmond. We'll conclude with the incumbent mayor, LeVar Stoney, who is seeking re-election. Today, though, we're joined by Tracy McLean, who is a Richmond native and a mom and a business owner, and she was explaining to us her assessment of what happened this summer and the dialogue that she thinks needs to occur here in Richmond. And I'm with you, Tracy, about interacting and making sure that, you know, the people in City Hall understand what everybody in Richmond is thinking and that everyone is represented. I'm wondering, though, how you would look forward into 2021, 2022, and try to kind of bring back some of the restaurants and bars and businesses that have closed in part because of the pandemic, and some of the business folks who have been scared off by what happened this summer. How would you address that? And would you agree with me that that's a priority? Maybe you have a different prioritization of things.
Well, I have a slightly different prioritization of things.
Okay.
Actually, I know that because of the fact that we are still in the midst of the pandemic, and in, you know, November, that's when flu season hits. So we're trying to make sure that we are, well, we should be ready to make sure that everyone is being serviced, and just to make sure that we don't have a reoccurrence of the, you know, COVID-19 being so dramatically devastating, how it, you know, when it starts. So
right.
I would like to just make sure that that we in the communities make sure that everyone is okay as far as having proper PPE, following the proper guidelines, those things for the city. Also making sure that the kids for school have all that they need as far as internet, the lunch, also the breaks, because being on the computer for a long time will definitely mess with you in a lot of different ways, not only your eyes, but mentally and stress. So those are just a couple of things. But in the midst of all of that, in the midst of trying to make sure that we get back to the new normal that we will have just for a few months or so, I would definitely like to rebuild the restaurants and businesses that was damaged. I would definitely like to go to looking into developing the Diamond area to build high density housing and restaurants, retail, hotel for the city of Richmond. That would be
right.
good to produce new revenue for the schools and for the city. also the big the big talk issue when everyone was talking about the Navy Hill and what's next with that. I would definitely like to have that conversation and possibly soon action in making a Richmond Stadium that will hold retail and restaurants right. inside. Also,
that's got to be developed, and it's a real resource that's been lost. So I appreciate you bringing that up. I have got to go, but I really appreciate you coming on and talking through this. If you'd like to find out more about Tracy, you can go to her website at TracyMcLeanForMayor.com. Tracy McLean, I really enjoyed talking to you. Thank you for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.